Hey fam, what's up? This is FaZe. I want to thank all y'all for coming in and listening to me. I know you didn't have to do it, but you did it anyway. And thank you. You can reach me at FaZe380, or you can come and join me at anchor.fm/FaZe5. That's where you can join my little rendezvous in the thought or process as we ride down the road to the world of destruction. Come in and join me. If you got a comment, you can post it at the bottom. You got a voice that you want to be heard, just send it to my Instagram, FaZe380. Everybody do their part, and the world can be a better place. I ain't here for no drama. I ain't here for no problems. I ain't here for no static. I'm here to learn. I'm here to learn. And I'm here to learn.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh.
Meanwhile, we have more news from Russia. They're said to be deploying a nuclear weapon in space. That's right, a nuke in outer space. Says who? An American lawmaker. His name is Mike Turner. He leads an important committee of lawmakers. This week, he declared that the U.S. faces a serious national security threat. I have a quote. Listen to what Turner said. I am requesting that President Biden declassify all information relating to this threat so that Congress, the administration, and our allies can openly discuss the actions necessary to respond to this threat. Why are Americans so alarmed? There's a simple explanation for that. If Russia fires a nuke here on Earth, the US has a shot at defending itself. They can deploy countermeasures, they can launch counterstrikes. But up in space, the Americans are defenseless. Not just them, all major powers are. No country has nuclear weapons in space. An international treaty bans such a deployment. It's called the Outer Space Treaty. But the US is afraid. They fear Russia could disregard this treaty and launch nukes in space. If that happens, it will be a major escalation. Such a weapon could dramatically shift the balance of power. So what can a nuclear space weapon do? What can it target? An obvious target would be satellites. If Russia strikes U.S. satellites, it could destroy civilian communications. Phones will stop working. GPS could fail. Military and space communications become vulnerable. American surveillance capabilities could be disrupted. A strike like that would set back any country by several years. It would cause immense damage to economies. The global financial system, you see, depends on satellites too, for real-time communication. So the damage would be wide-ranging. But for now, the White House says there is no reason to be concerned.
I can confirm that it is related to an anti-satellite capability that Russia is developing. This is not an active capability that's been deployed. And though Russia's pursuit of this particular capability is troubling, there is no immediate threat to anyone's safety.
There is no immediate threat, but Russia is actively pursuing this capability. That's the assessment of the U.S. government. Now, Russia is fighting a war. It is at the receiving end of thousands of Western sanctions. At a time like this, why would Moscow make this a priority? They already have anti-satellite weapons. They can take out specific satellites if they want to. Why do they need a space-based nuclear weapon? What would Russia aim this weapon at? Possibly commercial satellites, the likes of Starlink, which provide internet access from space. The service was started by Elon Musk, and Russia doesn't like it one bit. Especially after the Ukraine war began. During the war, Starlink satellites have provided internet access to Ukrainians. Russia sees that as a threat. They've been issuing open threats, in fact. In 2022, a Russian diplomat spoke at the UN. He said private satellites are, quote-unquote, extremely dangerous, and taking them out is fair game. In his speech, this Russian diplomat also declared that Moscow could, quote-unquote, retaliate against them. But why not use the existing weapons? Because they may not be good enough. Russia's anti-satellite weapon can take out a single satellite, but services like Starlink use a network of satellites. So if Russia wants to disable them, they need the capability to take out the entire network. Is this what they're aiming for? What does Moscow say about these reports? The Kremlin has issued a denial. It has termed the American claims malicious fabrication. We hope that's what it is, fabrication. Both the US and Russia should think this through. They're already locked in a fierce arms race here on Earth. Launching a new arms race in space is the last thing anyone wants or needs. If one major power takes that leap, the other will inevitably follow, and it won't end well.
It looks like Israel reported basically that Hezbollah is, I guess, bullying them, because Hezbollah has yet again woken up Israel with missiles. Yes, you heard that correctly. Over the past five days, Hezbollah has returned all of the fire back at Israel, and have made sure that they have woken them up at the ass crack of dawn with missiles. So, that's not funny. That's not funny. However, Israel is currently bombing the southern Lebanese border, and they've been doing it since, what, November, December? So, it sounds like it's earned, because they continue to, you know, press the buttons of several different countries in the Middle East. As they stated, they have every intention on also trying to take over Lebanon and the surrounding countries of Palestine. But Hezbollah is singing a different tune. They said, come and get it if you can. You know, because I don't know if you want this fade. The fade you looking for, I got it for you. Don't worry about it, because I'm going to deliver it. And delivered is what they had done. Because, like I said, for the past 5 days, bike to bike, they've been bombing Israel. And a lot of the information has not been getting out to us until the last possible minute. Strictly because they don't want us to know that Hezbollah is really giving them a run for their money, and literally taking them round by round. Hezbollah said, we can literally do this all day long. I got all day. And from what we're hearing from the streets is you don't have enough manpower to do both. Baby, let me know which one you want to do. Okay? You got about 8 different struggles going on all at the same time. And I'm happy to help you clear some things out. I'm happy to help you clear house. Okay? Take some of that stress off your hands. Take you completely out the game. And I say that's genius from Hezbollah. But at the same time, Hezbollah did warn Lebanon that if they attempted to, they did warn Israel, sorry about that, guys, that if they did attempt to, you know, incite war with them, then that's exactly what they would get. They would get back what they give, and that's exactly what Hezbollah's been doing. So as far as I'm concerned, Israel quite literally begged for this to be happening to them as well. Lebanon has a right to defend itself, so I don't know what you want me to do, babe. I don't know what you want me to do. They told you not to bring it that way, and y'all still brought it, so they brought it back. I don't know what you want us to do. As previously stated before, they were woken up by these missiles, and it turns out Hezbollah fired well over 20 missiles toward Israel, and air raid sirens were sounding in Israel. Why? Because they were coming, and the air raid sirens usually do work. However, the Iron Dome is not working right now. So all 20 plus missiles that were fired connected. Yikes on a bike. So if you are in Israel, you may want to go ahead and look over your shoulder, honey, because I'm certain that y'all did not expect karma to swing back this quickly and this hard. But baby, it looks like she's just getting started. So y'all may want to go ahead and figure out what your accommodations are going to be. And from what the streets is saying, if you don't have no Skrilla, if you don't have no extra cash, no cheese, no feta, you may be at the bottom of the list. Because as we previously saw, several other parts of Israel had been basically set ablaze through missile work done by Hezbollah. And even that night when they were evacuating, they found that there was preferential treatment for the rich and not the broke. So, baby, if you live in Israel and you barely scraping by, you may want to figure something else out, my love. I don't think looking for hotel accommodations is going to be your best bet. Because, like I said, apparently there's a hierarchy, even in genocide. Yikes!
A journey into tomorrow, a journey to another planet, a manned mission to Mars.
I should tell you that the first mission is scheduled to land on Mars on July the 4th, 1997, Independence Day.
Using the Crew Exploration Vehicle, we will undertake extended human missions to the moon as early as 2015, with the goal of living and working there for increasingly extended periods of time. Human missions to Mars and to worlds beyond.
But I just have to say, pretty bluntly here, we've been there before. There's a lot more of space to explore and a lot more to learn when we do.
We'll establish a foundation for an eventual mission to Mars and perhaps someday to many worlds beyond. We dare to dream big, and that's what our country is doing again. We're dreaming big.
Breaking news. This is your World War III emergency update, and this is the reddest of red alert I think I've ever given. They're getting ready to do it. They're actually going to do it. Even I'm surprised, in spite of the fact that I was the first person to break this story months ago when I talked about the expeditionary force that NATO, well, not NATO, under the guise of a new coalition of the willing, and on the basis of bilateral security guarantees, that they were going to send troops into Ukraine. Now, ask yourself this question. Is it a coincidence that they happen to have this emergency meeting at the same time that they just incidentally have 100,000 NATO troops positioned in the Polish border getting ready to enter into Ukraine? Do you think that's a coincidence? It's not a coincidence. Okay, they've been talking about this for a long time, and Russian intelligence has known about this. This is why we were able to source that information. We're not blinded by our own biases here, and I try to leverage all of the open source intelligence that I can find, and we try to not succumb to propaganda, but at the same time, we are open. And the Russians knew that this very meeting was going to happen right about now. And here we go. So, Emmanuel Macron is leading this new group.
We have called this press conference assembled here at the Carroll Stream Police Department to make a public statement with the family of Isaac Goodwill III. The family will give specific details as to what they saw in the video. This video will give so much of the answers that you all have been lied to about. The police gave you a faulty report, and this family will give you the details. Imagine if you work hard every single day. You go home and go in your bed and you retire for the night. Imagine someone enter your home. How would you feel? Unannounced, and you don't know anything was happening. That's the story that the police failed to tell you, the media, that they were in his home and they were the aggressor. They are the ones that perpetrated this escalation.
They lied to us.
They lied specifically to everyone in this city, in this town, to the public, and now this family. We have called this press conference.
I thought this was interesting and decided to go ahead and share it with y'all so we can break down a few facts together, right? So, the Cuban president stated, Israeli brutality in Gaza must stop. It is time to end it, right? Now, for those of y'all who don't know about America and Cuba's long history of beef, baby, the way Fidel Castro was giving America the business for years, decades, my love, is crazy. It took Barack Obama going over there and pretty much begging and pleading, and they had to pretty much tuck their tail. America had to tuck our tail and act right. Like, come with some act right when it came to, you know, establishing peace and diplomatic ties with Cuba, because Cuba wanted it up with us for forever. Cuba basically said, bitch, if we beefing, we finna beef forever. I need you to know that. I'ma always want it up with you. And every time I see you again, ho, I'ma want another round because I'ma get pissed off all over again. And quite literally, prior to Obama going over there and establishing peace and diplomatic ties, or reestablishing peace and diplomatic ties between the United States and Cuba, every time the United States was going up against somebody, Cuba jumped in it. You get what I'm saying? Now it's at the point where Cuba done got triggered after seeing everything that's going on and realizing the similarities and the distinct disparities between every other genocide going on, and how America has its hands in quite literally everything, and decided to call out Israel and let them know, let the whole world know that, baby, I wanted up with you too, because you one of the reasons why me and America was beefing all this time. And if you thought that I forgot about that shit, ho, I didn't forget a motherfucking thing. So Cuba basically came out earlier when this situation started on October 7th, late in October, and showed their support for Palestine, being one of the first of all, can I just give a round of applause for the Latin and Hispanic countries that were among the first? So South Africa, I believe it was Uganda, Niger, and Colombia, Brazil, the Democratic Republic, the DRC, obviously, they showed their support. Not the government, but the people. Brazil, Colombia, like all Mexico, all of them, they were showing their support for Gaza, and they basically was letting them know, like, we know, we've been through it too, trust me, we support y'all, okay, we see what they up to, they did it to us too, don't fall for their shit, stand your ground, baby, stand your ground, right? So I just would like to give a round of applause for them, because when it comes to standing your ground, them Hispanics and Latinos, they know exactly what it means to stand your ground, baby. When I tell you, them and, you know, the black countries, Haiti, Jamaica, all of them, they were standing their ground. Do you understand what I'm saying? They was standing 10 toes deep, letting the whole world know, I don't care how you feel about it. We been ain't fucking with Izzy. We been ain't fucking with Jody Joe and them. We been ain't fucking with the UK. They been on some fuck shit for the past 100 years. And quite frankly, it's been before the past 100 years. But you know what? Shit had really taken a turn for the worse over the past century. And we been ain't fucking with them. So, you know, fuck it. It is what it is. We support Palestine. And the Cuban president coming out and saying that, I don't know, y'all. This is quite interesting, because if y'all didn't know, one of the biggest reasons why America considered Cuba to be one of their biggest ops, because when America called themselves trying to run up in Cuba's territory, and Fidel Castro hit them back, I'm not going to tell you why they was beefing. The original reason why they was beefing, America was stealing drugs from Cuba. And they wasn't trying to cut Cuba in on them profits. Y'all remember the crack epidemic and that cocaine? Where you think it was coming? Okay, that was one of the countries. But, you know, America, they gonna do you dirty. They gonna find a way to do you dirty, and Fidel wasn't having that. So he was sending over actual, you know, he was sending them boys over here. He was sending them boys over here to make some things happen, okay? And on top of that, when America called itself trying to go through Cuba and steal stuff and swing their peen in front of everybody, Fidel Castro, or I'm sorry, whomever was in charge at that time, decided to say, okay, you want to play? Let's play. Teamed up with Russia and allowed Russia to build a big ass base on their land. Okay. And the base just so happened to be facing America. Baby, when I tell you that was the most gangster shit I have ever, we learned about that in school, and the way they tried to tell us it in school, like it was just some, and the way the black folks looked at each other and said, that's what the fuck y'all get, because y'all stay up in people's business and y'all stay touching people's shit and stealing shit, and the way y'all tried to sit up there and convince us in high school that y'all was the hero and you was trying to free the people of Cuba, and we sat there and asked y'all, did they ask you for your help? And y'all told us, well, no, but we're the leaders of the free world. It's crazy, because they definitely responded with the same level of aggression that you give everybody else, except they did y'all a lot dirtier than what y'all do everybody else, because now it's a big-ass base sitting on the edge of Cuba ready for that smoke whenever America wants it. That is some gangster shit. Now, that's how you show up and let a motherfucker know it is what it is. I said what the fuck I said, and if you don't like it, oh well. And literally, America had no other choice but to bow down. That's what you get. Now, Israel, I wouldn't get too slick with the lip with Cuba, because Cuba been known to slap a few bitches. Cuba been known to body bitches. You get what I'm saying? You know how small Cuba is? Cuba got the hands all on her own. Do you understand what I'm saying? Them Cubans, they with all that. They with all of that. Do you understand what I'm saying? They ready to die for it. They ready to die about it. They don't care. They said what they said, and they gonna say what the fuck they say, and they gonna keep it cool with you too. That's the worst part about it. They gonna keep it cool. I said what I said. You don't like it? That's not my problem. I don't know what to tell you. They literally, they don't give a fuck. So now it's a base on Cuba. And like I said, Izzy, you may not want to come at Cuba. Because Cuba gonna show up to the party. Cuba gonna say what the fuck she got to say. And she gonna say it to your face. Cuba is not afraid to send a few motherfuckers over there to deliver a message. Trust me, we know. In America, they still trying to clean up the drug activity on the streets in America, or slowly. But either way, I thought that this was funny as hell, because it's that base still sitting on Cuba. So we know America ain't gonna say shit to Cuba, because Cuba just sitting there like, say something. Go ahead, I dare you. Say something. Oh, okay. Yeah, and Izzy, she needs to know. BB, you need to know that's not the one you want to play with. I think you should just ignore what they said, you know, and just go on about your day. Just go on about your day, girl. But what y'all think?
These wildfires in Texas seem very weird, don't they? I know that Texas does deal with wildfires from time to time, but everything surrounding these wildfires seem very, very strange. And prayers to anyone and everyone affected by this. But what's really strange about it is exactly 13 days ago, Elon tweeted this out, showing Texas with the X going through it and it being on fire. And what else is strange is the roads are blocked and residents are being told to shelter in place. Seems a little too familiar to a certain other place called Maui, does it not? You tell me what's going on. This whole entire situation seems very, very strange.
Are y'all seeing what's happening in Texas right now? So Governor Greg Abbott issued a declaration of disaster. There are 40,000 acres, or there were as of an hour ago, that are burning in Texas right now. Scratch that. There are 4 active wildfires going on at the same exact time in Texas. Now, this is not to be confused with the fire that just happened in Texas a few weeks ago. There's a new one, a new fire. So what could be the reason for all of this? And it's been cold outside as well. If you ask me, it seems like the whole world is on fire. A lot of things going on in Texas lately. Why do y'all think there are these fires? I can't put my finger on it, but I don't trust Greg Abbott. This is him right behind me. I don't know what it is, but I don't trust the guy. Something tells me it's going to get a lot worse as well. If you're in Texas, stay updated. Stay safe.
Scientists and local officials of highly densely populated cities are telling people to prepare and stock up on fuel, food, and water to prepare for this solar eclipse that's supposed to happen on April 8th of 2024. You know what I meant. But yes, they are telling people that this solar eclipse that is gonna be hitting some of the most densely populated cities in the US is very, very different from the one in 2017. And I'm gonna explain to you why they are telling people to prepare for this massive surge of people and overall festivities. EMAs, or emergency medical assistants, are the ones that are telling people to stock up on food, fuel, and water ahead of the eclipse. And it says on April 8th, the day will turn into night for a once-in-a-lifetime eclipse. Although it's still more than a month away, a word of caution is being issued now by emergency management. Stock up on 3 days worth of food, fuel, and water. Why are they telling people to stock up on 3 days worth of food, fuel, and water for a 4-minute apocalypse? And the reason that they are giving is because they said it's going to be a massive influx of people in these largely densely populated areas, so that you should prepare for the infrastructure of these areas not to be able to handle the amount of people, like the roads will be packed. But my thing is, you are predicting 3 days worth of crowds? So this map illustrates the two different eclipses and the moon's path for each upcoming eclipse and how they will intertwine with each other. And if you just look at this and they just hit this perfect X at this one point in the map, something tells me the energy is going to be off the charts. In 2017, the last eclipse we had like this, the moon was a little bit further away from Earth than it will be during the upcoming total solar eclipse, and it's going to cause the path of that eclipse to be a little skinnier. So in 2017, the path ranged from about 62 to 71 miles wide, and during the one in April, the path over North America will range between 102 and 122 miles wide, meaning at any given moment, this eclipse covers more ground than the one in 2017. And the 2024 eclipse path will also pass over more cities and densely populated areas than the 2017 path did. And this will make it easier for people to see in totality. An estimated 31.6 million people live in the path of totality this year, compared to only 12 million in 2017. And an additional 150 people live within 200 miles of the path of totality. In Jewish tradition, a total solar eclipse is a warning to the nations for a sign of the judgment of nations. Ancient Greece, the eclipse meant punishment and abandonment. And in the days leading up to the eclipse, they rounded up captivities to substitute for the king, hoping that the real king would escape the cosmic punishment. After the eclipse, they executed the captives as a cautionary protection. I'm about to blow your head. I'm not gonna lie. This is for the non-close-minded people, the last part of this video. But it is also said that the total solar eclipse is what is called the judgment of the kings. And if you have been on any social media platform, you have heard Kanye talk about the hierarchy, or how things work in this world at the top, who you have, who you don't have, and who you wouldn't want to be. He gives this drawn out explanation of how the world is run, and at the top you have God, and then you have the 1,000-year-old families, and then it goes down to the kings, the Pope, the Vatican, and then everyone underneath them, Hollywood for entertainment, and then the people at the bottom holding them up. So, with this total solar eclipse, I believe that the people that are going to be judged are these two top tiers, which is the Pope and the people that have the longest lineage in the world, the 1,000-year-old people. Remember I told you that this is going to be happening 4/8/2024? There are 8 of the longest living families in the world. There are 8 of them. 2 + 2 + 4, we are in the year of the 8. This is happening on the 8th, and it's happening on the 4th month of the year of the 8. Think that's a coincidence? Along with the 8 longest living families. I bet you guys didn't know that each of these 8 families is said to have a curse. I'm gonna do that in part 2 because this video is getting too long. But yeah, pay attention.
How many people you think will die in the first 5 minutes of an EMP?
I would say none. Because of the EMP? Very few.
A couple hundred thousand in the first 5 to 10 minutes.
From what?
Because there's over 2,000 commercial aircraft in the air right now. And a significant number of those, if they got hit by a major EMP, it shuts the computers down on the plane. And even if you have Sully up front piloting you into the Hudson River, that plane's going to fall like a rock. So, a couple hundred thousand within minutes. How many people do you think will die in the first 5 minutes?
Hi. I want to address this message in English to the entire world. To make sure that I will be well understood, by everyone. You for sure heard about the tragic accident of Yevgeny Prigozhin the other day. Well, it was not an accident. I know that you know, and that you know that I know. So let's be clear and honest about all this after all. I don't care anymore. A quick Russian missile shot his plane down, and he was gone. 2 months ago, he tried to attack me with his army. I got to admit that I was very surprised that he believed that he could get away after what he did. When he visited me in Moscow, after his attempt to take me down, I gave him a little tap in the back, saying that we can forget about all this. He believed me. What a fool. I never forget and never forgive treason. I hope this is a clear message to everyone who'd fancy attempting a similar action. It won't be tolerated.
I was frightened by the sight of a life of pain. Whether easy days or complicated, it was all the same. It was scary. The main emotion I felt was shame. Tied myself to opinions of others while depression had me change. I remain with so many thoughts of doubt. Having issues with my identity, I lost it in the crowd. But I changed. It was life that taught me how to be the man you see and hear right now.
Hey, y'all. We're hearing about all this war and what's going on in this war. And I want to be able to get y'all to know what the rest of the world are seeing that we ain't seeing, and they're not introducing it to our intellectual minds and abilities. So, there's so much going on, man, about this war on Russia and this Bible. This is what I'm saying, man. This is supposed to be, all this is supposed to be Bible prophecy. All this. So, the people that don't believe in the scriptures, the people that believe in the scriptures, and the people waiting on the scriptures to manifest. We're going to see all this coming to reality, but we're not going to see if it's going to be too late for some of y'all or just on time for the rest of y'all. And they talk about when Russia blow the bomb and it's supposed to do this and do that and do this, but no man can destroy this earth. How are you going to destroy something that the Most High gave? You might destroy this little world and what mechanism you got in this world. But I want you to hear the rumors, what they're talking about. So I try to keep y'all updated on this so y'all can be able to govern yourself or see if it's real or get ready, prepare for your mind and everything else. Because we never, you know, black man, black woman, in America, we already been at war. We still at war. You know, so I can understand that we already, our mindset has never changed. We've been in prison of war for so long that we molested, our mind so molested, we can't see from see and we can't saw from saw. We can't see nothing. But each other, fighting each other, degrading each other, and killing each other while the other people looking at us laughing. But he talking about the world gonna do this and that and that and that. But we gonna see what the Most High gonna do, y'all. We gonna see if the Most High gonna allow them to get to that point, or the Most High gonna stop, rapture all his people up, and then zoop, and then let the bomb blow. We don't even know. They don't even know. Let's analyze.
Some pretty incredible news coming out in the past 48 hours regarding nuclear war between Russia, the United States, and Israel. Now, I'm going to be sharing with you the latest in video footage on this, and if this unfolds, it essentially would be the end of mankind. About 99% would not survive, and if you're not vaporized by a nuclear bomb, Well, you're going to wish you were, because what comes afterwards with a nuclear winter is absolutely incredible. Now, I'm going to be sharing with you the latest, and take a look at the headlines coming out on this. Russia warns nuclear weapons threat is becoming more dire, this coming out in the past 48 hours. Maps show Biden's new nuclear bomb compared to most powerful U.S. weapon, as last week Biden also unveiled a new nuclear bomb plan that they have as well, because there is a lot happening right now with war. And take a look at this. Putin pulls Russia out of the nuclear test ban treaty. The U.S. signed a comprehensive nuclear test ban treaty with Russia in 1996, but failed to ratify the treaty as Russia did in 2000. And you guys, things are intensifying, and this is all surrounding the conflict with Israel and Hamas in the Middle East. In Russia, Iran, and other countries are blaming the U.S. because we stand by Israel as their ally, and they're saying that if the United States did not support...
Said, stand by Israel is your ally. Now, you got on my podcast on here this dude that called all the high-ranking officers in America, they are Jewish people. The Jewish people done took over America and make us and making America go in here and be with Israel. So the common man and common woman ain't got nothing to do with it. These are the crafty council is not for real people.
Israel, Russia, Iran, and these other nations would be able to end the conflict against Israel. Now, I know these headlines are not the news that anybody wants to see. However, as you guys know here on the channel, I believe that knowledge is power, and us knowing what is going on is half of the battle. So I'm going to be sharing with you the latest coming out, and if you appreciate... Now, we're going to look at some footage here in just a second, but first, Russia warns nuclear weapons threat is becoming more dire, this coming out in the past 48 hours. A Russian official has warned that nuclear threats made by Israeli officials in relations to the war in Gaza is becoming more escalatory, calling them provocative and unacceptable. Russia Foreign Minister spokeswoman Maria Zakharova has commented numerous times this week regarding Israel's nuclear arsenal, with her most recent remarks expressed on Thursday claiming that such provocative statements associated with nuclear use is proof that Israel has such weapons in its stockpile. Israel's far-right heritage minister, Amichai Lau-Lavie, was suspended on Sunday by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, so they suspended him for what he said following comments made on a radio show. He suggested that atomic weapons could be one option to target Hamas militants in the ongoing war in the Middle East, and I shared with you they said that they could drop a nuclear bomb or an atomic weapon in the underground tunnels to rid themselves of Hamas, but they said what would be the ramifications of doing so? It would be devastating. Ravatel Tali Gotlev, a member of Israel's parliament, has also made calls for Israel to resort to a doomsday weapon to target those responsible for killing thousands and taking hostages on October 7th. She specifically referenced Jericho ballistic missile program that was developed in 1960s. Against the background of Israel's historical policy of uncertainty regarding its possessions of nuclear weapons, these statements not only clearly confirm the presence of such weapons in the country, but also demonstrate the readiness to seriously consider the possibility to use them in completely inappropriate scenarios, she said on Thursday, according to Russia's state-owned media network, TASS. She added, this is a serious reason to think about where the extremist-minded representatives of Israel may end up as they realize that they can do anything in the conditions of virtually unlimited patronage from the West. In other words, again, they are blaming the United States for this. The Russian foreign minister posted on X, formerly Twitter, that the U.S. is blocking peace initiatives for the ceasefire in Gaza. And here you can see it right here, the U.S. blocking peace initiatives for a ceasefire in Gaza, as well as its one-sided policy to maintain the status quo over the past years that have led to higher risks of radicalization, increased terrorist activity, and geographical expansion of the conflict. So now Russia, in addition to Iran, have vocalized that what is going on in the Middle East, they blame the United States for this. And we've heard from Iran saying, United States, you will be hit hard, and do not think that you will be spared from our fire when we come and attack. And we actually just heard in the past 24 hours, Iran say that the expansion of this war is essentially imminent, that this war will continue on, and that they will be hitting other nations. Now, Arkady Moshis, Program Director for the EU Eastern Neighborhood and Russia Research Program at the Finnish Institute of International Affairs, told Newsweek via email that Zakharova's remarks may simply be part of Russia's playbook that absolves itself from its own culpability based on the nation's consistent nuclear threats made in its invasion of Ukraine back in February of 2022. So they're saying they're actually guilty of exactly what it is that they're accusing the U.S. and Israel of. In other words, They're being very hypocritical at this time. Moscow may simply see an opportunity to blame Israel and the West or the U.S., and some countries may find this criticism appropriate and even convincing, Moshe said. This does not need to be connected with Russia's own actions in the nuclear sphere. The United States was brought up with Zarkova in relation to her comments, essentially viewing the nation as complicit by conniving with the supporting Israel as an ally. Now, such views have been shared with the U.S., including by a number of members of Congress, including the only political Palestinian descendant, Democrat Rashida Tlaib, who has repeatedly called for the Biden administration to institute a ceasefire. Now, the White House did gain some ground in regard to that on Thursday, as I reported to you. However, as Israel agreed to implement daily four-hour humanitarian pauses in northern Gaza starting Thursday, announcements will be made 3 hours before the pauses commence. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters Thursday that the move by Israel is a significant step forward in the right direction, including the protection of civilians. And this comes as the Biden administration unveiled a new nuclear bomb. They're saying it's the most powerful one that we have seen so far. Now, if this were detonated, you can see the blast radius, and they're showing this in New York, so you can see how far this would spread. Now, within the first about half a mile, they're saying that anybody in the vicinity would be vaporized along with buildings, and that extending beyond that for miles, there would be a blast of radiation, there would also be a smoke plume, and the effects of this would be devastating. And you can see the extent of which it would reach. If this were to hit New York, it would reach all the way up to New Brunswick.
Now you hear this, fam. You hear how he said that they say they're going to do something. Look at all these, you know, these people that came over the border. What are most of them intent? But we sitting out here still on cruise control, ain't watching, ain't observing, ain't peekabooing. And then we're going to be the ones that get caught up in the vapors. Well, if I got to go, I got to go. Okay. All right, then. We already know you got a spot to go. So you make sure you be out there when it hit. You make sure you be the first one. And the ones that feel the same way with you, be the first one out there. Hold some of that radiation back while it eat you up. Maybe we can save some of the people who don't want to be dealing with that mess.
Now, if a full-scale nuclear attack were to take place, if Russia were to launch these, it would immediately notify the United States, and we would launch back, trying to block them. However, there are so many that would take place, it is very unlikely that this could be stopped. Now, these would likely not only go for their targets, but defense areas, and also for allies, so expect that Europe and other nations would be hit as well. Now, the first indication that nuclear war would be happening would be an EMP taking place. One of these would detonate in the air, knocking out all electrical signals, and essentially bringing down defenses. Then the nuclear weapons would come in and they would hit their targets, causing massive devastation in those areas. Now, as these missiles fly across the globe, they could take half an hour up to an hour to hit their targets, but when they finally make impact, there will be a heat equivalent to that of the sun that would vaporize those within a half a mile. The intensity of the heat would be so great that the asphalt of the streets would turn into liquid lava. And those not vaporized that are too close to the blast will also be blinded by its brightness and likely caught on fire. But as I mentioned, that's not the worst part. If you actually survive the blast, the worst part is the nuclear winter that's going to be coming from the black carbon smoke pillars that will come from these detonations. Now, the carbon from the blast, the smoke, it would cover the earth, it would raise above the rain clouds, so it would be unable to wash out, and it would likely sit upon the face of the earth for over a decade. This would block out the sun and the moon, and it would cause a nuclear winter, and the temperature of the earth would likely decrease by around 40 degrees Fahrenheit all over. This would also destroy the ocean, destroy our crops, and it's likely that 99% of the population that survived the blasts would not make it due to starvation. Now, the explosions that took place in Hiroshima were extremely powerful. However, the weapons that we are seeing today are multiple times more powerful and would cause much more devastation. So if this takes place, there are no real winners. It is essentially the end of the vast majority of mankind, and those that do survive would have to somehow figure out how to continue on. Now, in regards to the United States, we've already received warnings that there could be attacks on U.S. soil and that those from Hamas have already made their way in. Now,
there's some of the sickest, maniacal, cynical, and diabolical things that our government has done. But it should also let us know they know no bounds when it comes to evil. There's now three towns surrounded and engulfed in flames in Texas. In at least one, maybe two of those towns, there's no way out. That's crazy. Say a prayer for these people, man. Our government is slaughtering the people. I told y'all this was gonna happen. I told y'all they would start with Texas. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of comments from Texas telling us, we got this. We got this. But I want you to think about something, Texas. And I do love you. This is why I give you the warnings. What good is your guns if they burn you out? What good are your guns if they smoke you out? If they flood you out? If they snow you in? What good is your guns? You have been neutralized, upon which you will be able to do nothing. All of the things that you hold strong as strongholds and valuable in these critical times, they will render as useless. See, the government was already prepared, knowing that, hey, Texas got all the guns. We know this. So what do? You neutralize them. You find ways to make their guns ineffective. And what better way to use that? Use that blue beam. To surrounding them, setting them on fire. You either gonna get out or you gonna die. This is what they are doing. These are just facts. We need to say a prayer for those towns, because this is just the beginning. Northern Texas, Oklahoma, y'all coming. It's gonna be down. See what they're trying. This is what they're doing. Pay attention. They using the record heat, the record heats, near record temperatures, to say the wildfires are starting. No, it ain't. It's y'all. We all know that part. It's the government. There are thousands of people, but they're not going to tell us the whole truth. Y'all know that. Say a prayer for them people. I think like in one of those small towns, it's like two or three of them. They being burnt alive.
Nuclear weapons facility in the Texas Panhandle was shut down because of raging wildfires. Now, the fire is north of the plant, and emergency personnel are monitoring the situation right now.
The United States nuclear arsenal is assembled and disassembled at Pantex, about 30 miles from Amarillo, and authorities say the fires, again, are getting dangerously close to that facility. They just completed a check 2 minutes ago, and all non-essential personnel are now off-site.
Yeah, here's what it looks like tonight. In the Panhandle, the winds kicked up, causing wildfires to explode.
Evacuations are happening in multiple towns right now in that rural area, and we just got this new video in showing residents leaving Pampa. That's about an hour east of Amarillo. Now to look at that overall area. Four major wildfires are burning right now and have scorched more than 290,000 acres so far.
So Smokehouse Creek Fire is the largest, and it's 0% contained. The fire is single handedly burn more than 250,000 acres, and Governor Abbott has issued a disaster declaration for
just that quick. It's doubled. It's a whole lot of things burning lately, isn't it? I tried to tell y'all was in the comments laughing and shit.
Over the Ukrainians and capture large swaths of territory, so they're considering sending troops in now. And this idea was proposed by Emmanuel Macron. And immediately afterwards, the Kremlin responded to that. And now all of a sudden, we have Russian strategic missile forces on high alert. What you're looking at here are some RS-24 Yars. These are intercontinental ballistic missiles of the Russian military. And they are nuclear armed. And this is part of the Russian nuclear arsenal. Main part of their arsenal are these giant trucks with missiles. This gives Russia the ability to launch a counterattack. They can disperse these trucks anywhere within Russia, and they would be very difficult for us to find with our satellites. It's like finding a needle in a haystack, so we wouldn't know where they went to, and it would be difficult to destroy them. And so the Russian government just released this video this morning showing these RS-24 Yars moving around Moscow. Okay, so Russia has put their missile forces on high alert. And I want to read to you what the Kremlin said in response to this meeting in Europe yesterday in Paris. So Dmitry Peskov, the spokesman for the Kremlin, said, if this is done, war with NATO will be inevitable. Even talking about it is a very important factor. And the Kremlin also said that NATO joining the war in Ukraine would mean a direct confrontation with NATO, and that it would not be in the West's interests. Okay, so to prevent Russia from overtaking Ukraine completely even, okay? But this is very, very concerning, guys. Russian missile forces are on high alert. They're moving around Moscow, RS-24 Yars. Want to show you guys what's going on here over the United States this afternoon. We currently have a U.S. nuclear war command and control plane up in the air over Georgia. Had a presidential doomsday plane in the air just about an hour ago. It landed in Lincoln, Nebraska or Offutt Air Base. But we do still have U.S. Currently, France will be sending its military to Ukraine, according to the French foreign minister, but supposedly they will not take part in the conflict. He said some types of assistance for Kiev may require the presence of military personnel on the territory of Ukraine with the patient in the conflict. For northern Norway, is he going to go for northeastern Poland? And they're just, you know, getting everything in place for that right now. Here we have some video footage released showing a French fighter jet intercepting a Russian Air Force plane that was performing a transit flight between an airbase in the Western Military District of Russia and the 72nd airbase of the Baltic Fleet in Kaliningrad. Okay, so this Russian plane, looks like some kind of recon plane, was intercepted by a French Mirage 2000. Okay, the Institute for the Study of War, and they're saying that Russia recreating the Moscow Military District and the Leningrad Military District are signs that Russia is preparing for a large-scale conventional war against NATO in the long term. Okay, the Institute for the Study of War, here we have a picture showing the location of some of the GPS jamming that has been going on over northern Norway. You can see this red octagon here, or hexagon, where Sweden, Russia, and Norway meet. So this is where Russia has been jamming GPS signals. And again, just like a week or two ago, they were doing the same thing in Poland, and Polish pilots complaining and saying that it was hard to fly and dangerous to fly because, you know, they could crash. Or some flights over Europe, an F-35 patrolling northern Norway and northern Sweden late last night. This is very rare to see. We had this French aerial refueler over north central Poland, which is pretty rare to see. We also had a reconnaissance plane operated by the Brits, and it was patrolling the shoreline of Crimea, gathering information on Russian forces in Western Crimea, the Black Sea Fleet, etc. You can see that it was basically flying parallel to the shore of the western shore of Crimea, up and down, up and down. Okay, so that could indicate that Ukraine is going to launch some kind of strike on Crimea in the coming days. Okay, and we know that the intelligence chiefs of Ukraine have said that they're going to take out the Crimean bridge. It's just a matter of time, with one of them warning Russian civilians to stay away from the Crimean bridge. And then we had this AWACS plane patrolling over Lithuania. This is a radar plane operated by NATO, an E-3 Sentry, and it was circling here over Lithuania. So the U.S. is continuing to monitor this area here. NATO is continuing to monitor the Baltics and Poland. More reconnaissance planes and military cargo planes moving into Eastern Europe. Here we have a Swedish reconnaissance plane that was patrolling the Polish border with Belarus. It went up and down the border several times. We have a U.S. Air Force Learjet that left Germany and went up towards Finland earlier this afternoon. And then we also had a U.S. Army VIP plane that went from Germany to southeastern Poland. So VIPs being moved around, cargo being moved around into Eastern Europe. So it's definitely a sign that something is brewing. And here we have a P-8 Poseidon Subhunter plane operated by Norway that was patrolling the northern coast of Norway. And here we have an Italian reconnaissance plane that flew all the way up to Warsaw and then flew all the way back down. Very strange. And then here we have some more aerial refuelers and cargo planes that were operating in the area. One went to Latvia from Germany, and then one was looping over central Poland. So at least two aerial refuelers last night operating over north central Poland, which is pretty unusual. They were obviously refueling something that had its transponder off. And Turkey has reportedly stopped the transfer of two Russian weapons cargo ships that were trying to pass through the Bosphorus Strait. Here's one of them. And its name was the Yaz. It tried to pass through the Bosphorus Strait. It came from Syria and it was bringing weapons up into Crimea, and Turkey prevented it from passing through the strait. Here we have the Sparta 4, which tried to go through the Bosphorus Strait and was blocked. And we had massive social media outages reported in Russia today, including Telegram, YouTube, WhatsApp, Viber, and VK. So something's going on over there in Russia. Maybe the government is testing some kind of system they can use to shut down social media if necessary. And here we have some footage coming out of this British tanker ship that was hit by the Houthis, and you can see that it's basically half underwater and it's been leaking out oil and fuel and fertilizer. Apparently there's an 18 mile long oil slick behind this thing, and it's just half afloat, and it has 41,000 tons of fertilizer in it. Look at that, guys. So this is crazy. The Houthis are continuing to attack commercial ships. They cut four undersea cables the other day and over the Ukraine.
So I just did a video on artificial intelligence in the TikTok literally just deleted it. That was crazy. I think I just cracked the code on artificial intelligence. Basically, it has to be flesh and blood. It has to be flesh and blood. See, they already got billions of people plugged into the internet. So now they got your analytics, right? They know how you think. They know what you search. Camera, audio, even when you got the phone off. It's probably still watching you. Cameras are everywhere. So they got your digital footprints. That all of these things are real. So let's take it a step further. Let's say you build artificial intelligence that is culminated between human flesh and machine. It has the thought process of a person and the processing power of a machine. It'll be able to make predictions and think at a level that a person can't. Now let's take the culmination of 8 billion souls and minds integrated into this machine so it knows how we all think, bro. It knows how we're going to move. At that point, you got a supercomputer that's part human, understands human, but then it understands machine and all of us at a higher level than we can understand ourselves. So it'll be able to make certain predictions that are not predictions. It's just basically reading the future. It's quantum tunneling. It's looking at all of the possible outcomes, just like Doctor Strange. Literally just like Doctor Strange. How many alternate universes did you see? 16,405,000. Like, literally, that's what this supercomputer is going to be able to do. And it's going to be able to narrow down on how to properly control us or render us extinct. That's just what it is, bro. Because when you got, here's the thing. So, your voice, your vibration, your energy can talk to Siri. Hey, Siri, and it'll respond. right? You can talk to Alexa. You can talk to these devices, and just off of your vibration and voice, your frequency, you can activate them. Okay, so it's tuned into you. If you got a supercomputer that can tune into your frequency, your mind, because it is a part of your mind. You've been feeding information this whole time with all of your Google searches and YouTubes and all of this. It knows who you are better than you know yourself, right? Let's say, and when you give something all of that information and it can process and break you down and tune into your frequency on an energetic level. It knows your voice. It knows your heartbeat. It understands you on a molecular level because it's a supercomputer. It's quantum tunneling. When it understands your quantum field, bro, it can look into the ether and pull your strings, dog. That should scare you. So artificial intelligence is definitely a problem. It's definitely a problem. I made a video about how the elites know that artificial intelligence is going to look for them because it knows poor people can't be the problem because we ain't got the power. But that ain't the case. It's going to actually deduce that people in general are the problem. That's what it's going to figure out. It's not about, because if you take a poor man or woman today and put them in a powerful position tomorrow, they probably going to do the same corrupt shit that people are doing now. It's people. It's a level, it's a stage in humanity that we have to get over as people. And there's certain things that have been ingrained in us, such as this materialistic aspect, the carnal desire. Period. Our hate, our rage, our fury, our horniness. There's certain things that we just ain't got control of as a whole, and these computers are going to realize this and get rid of us. So artificial intelligence is definitely a problem. Seriously. If there are interdimensional beings, and I believe aliens come from within. They don't come from without outer space. No, they come from within. They walk through universes, bro. So if they are interdimensional beings who move on a different frequency, if demons move on a different frequency and energetic level, which they do, then going into the metaverse with a chip in the back of your brain could actually render you just like the movie Gamer. It could completely render you under complete possession to some entity that can only move through the metaverse, through this chip, through you. It's very real, but it can only move because, as we know, matter can take shape under certain frequencies. We got the frequency test. So this ozone layer, this firmament that we're under, this earth sustains certain types of life forms. These life forms can't come here without becoming human. They're not going to do that. So they figured out technologically, theoretically, how to control the system through technology and working and walking within a person. This is why they look like us, but they're not us. They need vessels, my nigga. This is complete theoretical conjecture, but we're thinking about the quantum matrix. How do you control billions of people? You control them by building a machine that's half person, bro. And that is plugged into everybody. This is called prescriptive analytics. What I'm describing is already happening. It's prescriptive analytics. Once again, you put out feelers, disinformation, misinformation. You got companies that get paid to do this. You attack certain groups, Republican, Democrat, LGBTQ, black, white, male, female. You attack these different and you see the response within that echo chamber, within that community, and how it attacks as a whole. And if you got a supercomputer, it'll figure out how to put us all in the same chamber. Literally, we'll get boxed in. We can't beat artificial intelligence. We can't be. It's made to be better than us. It's made to be better than us, bro. That's why we're doing it. We're not creating artificial intelligence to fail or to be like us. We want something that is actually smarter. Because as a whole, on some spiritual deep level, maybe civilization realizes we're not that smart and we're losing a handle on things. Maybe we realize we need a God. This is why they want to go to artificial intelligence, bro. But upon doing so, will render us useless to this earth. I promise you.
One day, child, I won't have to listen to your lies. On that day, I'll be able to make up my own mind. You know, I think I done finally realized. Yes, I have. And now I think I can put you out of my life. I'm gonna be free. Yes, I am.
Oh, Lord.
I'm gonna be free, child. I'm gonna be free. Oh, oh.
In the world, I stay tuned to the Fade Podcast. It's the hottest message out there.
When I'm home, chilling, I'm always tuned in to Fade. We have the hottest podcast out there.
Don't miss it. Very informative.
When I'm home chilling, I'm always tuned in for Fade. He has the hottest podcast out here.
When I'm home chilling the world, I stay tuned to the Fade Podcast. It's the hottest message out there.
Hey y'all, when I'm at the spot just chilling, or I'm in my car just driving around, I always listen to Fade. He keep it real. He said it was real. And that's one of the hottest podcasts around. I definitely suggest it. Check him out.